Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, welcome to the weekday podcast. We're so thrilled you're here today. This is the podcast where we take just a few minutes every single weekday to try to offer up a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of focus, and just some scripture to help ground our day together. So thanks for being on the podcast. If you're new to these, would you consider sharing them? Would you post on social media or maybe even just word of mouth and tell other people about this content? And hey, if you've got about 60 seconds to spare, would you consider jumping on the podcast store and giving this podcast a star rating and maybe even a comment? And what that does is a real simple step for you, but it goes a long way to help raise the visibility of this podcast to help other people find encouragement every single weekday. Well, as we dive into today's content, I've been thinking a lot about who Jesus hung out with when he was on this earth. The truth is, Jesus was available to everybody at least a little bit of time, but as you look at how he spent his time, there was more time spent with a certain group of people. In fact, you can't read through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, without noticing how much Jesus hung out with people that were hurting, people that were messy, people that were broken. Just think about how he preached. He always started with those that were hurt, people in poverty, blindness, brokenness, imprisonment. And what I found is you can tell a lot about somebody, especially a preacher, by how they talk about pain and who they gravitate towards. And man, when you think about pain and you think about hurting and you think about the messiness of life, Jesus addressed it constantly. Well, one question is, well, why did he do that? Why was Jesus drawn to them? Why did he hang out with them? Why did he speak to it so much? Well, one of the reasons is because of his mission. He came to share the good news with those that needed it, the hurting people. And honestly, that's all of us. What's interesting is when you see people drawn to Jesus in the Gospels, you see them really coming to him for one of three reasons. One is they have a need. Two, they had a hurt. Or three, they had a question. And what's interesting is that Jesus wasn't too busy for them. He didn't blow them off. He never told them they should have come with a deeper, more theological reason. But instead, he met them where they were, and he pointed them to the next step. In fact, when you think about his very first sermon, when he stood up to speak, he read in Luke 4, 18 and 19 from the Old Testament scripture. And this was such a huge moment. Here's what he read when he stood for that first time for his first public ministry. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Now, honestly, when you read these two verses, there's a lot of good stuff in here. Good news to the poor, proclaim freedom, to set prisoners free, to make the blind see. Right? There's a lot in here, but this last little phrase I want to point out today. He says to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And the reason why I point it out is, honestly, it's easy to just totally miss it and to miss what God's saying here, because God has a heart for hurting people. So if you've rewind back to the Old Testament, when God created the nation of Israel, he set something into motion called the year of the Lord's favor, or the year of Jubilee. And the purpose of this year was when every debt would be canceled, every prisoner would go free, every slave would be freed as well, and all the land that was bought in the previous 50 years would actually revert back to the original owner. And so that's a big deal, the year of Jubilee, the year of the Lord's favor. But here's what's really interesting about this. When you look at the entire history of the nation of Israel, they never obeyed this design even one time. And so God set it into motion. He said, "This is what you're supposed to do." And the nation of Israel never obeyed. And so this angered God. In fact, in the book of Jeremiah, God tells Israel that he's going to send the whole nation into captivity because the people had not obeyed this commandment. And while they were in captivity, Isaiah wrote the words that Jesus began to read or preach in his first sermon. So as Jesus read these words in the synagogue of his hometown, it says, if he's saying, "I am the day of Jubilee, I am the one when everyone's sins and their debts are going to be wiped out." And so it's Jesus' way of saying, "I came to this earth to help the hurting people, whether in debt, whether they're in bondage to sin, whether they're imprisoned, or maybe all three of these things, he came for the hurting people. Those same broken people God came to heal 2,000 years ago are around us every single day. They're with us at work. They're with us at home. They're with us because they are us, and Jesus wants us to serve them well. Jesus basically says in John 13, verse 15, he says, I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. And so today, I want to encourage you, if you're looking for a way for significance today, if you're looking for a way to be like Jesus, find somebody that's hurting and serve them today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.